What are we doing? It's next week, right? So, it's Bakken. I don't want to put any pressure on her. Well, you're talking about national retirements, right?
Yeah. Should allow a special
easy.
I've got a dispensation for accounting.
What?
Maybe we should have a special Divyagana dispensation type, even if you're not your last Kapura.
Oh, I see. Nice. I don't know. It's usually, I think we have to ask.
Or a Chalat.
Or a Chalat, right?
What
did we do last year? We had it in that conference room where we kept trying to find Rabbi Willard?
Oh, yeah, that was last year, yeah.
That was so much fun. Rabbi Willard is going to be here. It's that part of it loses its charm.
Right. Could ask him to go away.
But no, we wanted Sky. To be here on one hand, but it was so much, that was part of the, we never did get back there.
Yeah, we lost them, and then we had to go. We had to switch rooms.
Were we looking for a minion for a long time?
I don't remember.
So we'll have to find out. Usually, Rabbi Chalav is our perennial Hanukkah host. So either we usually do it in his home, or last for some reason here. We'll have to. I'll try to find out. Okay, whenever you're ready.
Okay. So. I just wanted to discuss in the sugya on Samach Dalet Rabbeis Rishus Rosenzweig Rishus Chaver Yakolol. On the sugya on Samach Dalet Rabbeis, the Gemara discusses Hamavas Chaveru Lo Yidur B'Chatzeru Chinom Lo Yizkor Bimenu V'Pachos Mipnei Shehu Ribis. Person who lends to his friend, you should not live in the property and you should not rent it out to him, to the Malveh, for less, because that is also Ribis. Teres Chaim, some of the Achronim point out that the language of Mepnei Shehu Ribis is like a little strange. It's like kind of like I'm like a junior or like a senior in MTA. Like I don't know what I'm learning the whole year. And I'm saying like in high school. I was talking about myself. Yeah. I'm saying like and the Rebbe has to stress. Remember we're talking about Ribis. Like it's pushed. Like I know it's what's the lush and the nusach of. Yeah, exactly. Mepnei Shehu Ribis. It's just a very strange punct in the middle of the parak. Maybe we'll get back to that. Fine. So the Gemara discusses Amar Rav Yosef Bar Min Yumoi Bar Min Yumi Amar Rav Nachman Af Pish Amar Adar B'Chatzei Chaver Shalom Idaito Ein Tzarech La'alos Toschar. Even though the din is that if you live in someone's house, you do not have to pay. Halvul V'Adar B'Chatzeiro. There's a halva involved. So then the situation is different. V'Adar B'Chatzeiro Tzarech La'alos Loschar. Now, the Gra points out in Simon Kuf Samach Vav that the Pashtus of the Gemara of Tzarech La'alos Loschar means that parallel to what the Gemara just compared it to, that you have to pay for what you did, meaning you have a Chiyuv Tashlumin on the Dira that you lived in. However, as we're going to discuss, Shitas HaRamban, Shitas HaRash, Shita of many of the Rishonim, is that, no, you're paying Mikano Lahaba if you want to keep living there, and the Gra thinks that the Pashup Shad in the Lashon of the Gemara is Meduyuk, not like that. My Kamash Malon, Tanina. What do you mean? It's a Mishnah. Amavis Chavir Lo Yidur B'Chatzer Chinam V'Liyiskum Menu B'Pachos Mipnei Shehu Ribis. I know this. Imas Nisin. If it was from the Mishnah, so the Gemara said, I would have touched it. Have a Mina Honey Mili B'Chatzer Dekayim La Agra. That's talking about a Chatzer that is used for rent usually. V'Gavar Davla Megar and a person that is omeid to be socher, so then there's an absolute chi of mominus, and that, like the Gemara in Bava Kama tells us, that's pashit. If you have both qualities, that's pashit you have to pay. Avachotze de loy kaim ala agra v'gavar de loy av lemegar emalo, kamash v'lon, that even there, you're still chayiv. So what's going on? You're still chayiv. What's the chi of? That's what I have to discuss right now. So if you look at Rashi in the beginning of the sugya, Rashi says, ain't tzarech lahalos loschar. At the beginning of the Gemara, Rashi says, "Vukimna," and Rashi gives a flash to the Maskana, that the Maskana of the Gemara is "Bechotzer deloy kaimala, aval hai gavra shedarba avod lamegar." But that person, the malve, is an avod lamegar. By the drasa, the havel is zenen of zelachaser, and afal pichein, even though zenen of zelachaser in general is potter. In the case of Alva, that's the Chiddush over here, that we need this added Memra, and we wouldn't have known that stam from the Mishnah, and that is going to be Pater. However, the Achronim, the Marsha, as well as the Marim Shif, point out that if you look at Rashi in the Hemshech of the Gemara, and really the simple reading of the Gemara, Rashi just going with the simple reading of the Gemara, The Gemara says, "Aval chaser the lo kaima la agra the havale zel loy chaser the gaver the loy av la meger the havale zel loy nene the belav hachil." You have a meger sheishlo achiris. He could have lived somewhere else. Kamash malon the mechzik ribis. Rashi is telling you in the kamash malon the maskonas hagemara is that no, it's mechzik ribis even when you have zero. You have not of the Megar, and you have not Chotzed the Kaimel Agra, so it's a steer in Rashi's. Rashi in the Havamina says that the Masanas Khan Magar, the Kamash Malon of the Gemara, is to tell you that you're an added Chiddush, that you're Chayev, even though Zed Nenet Vizelo Chaser. The Kamash Malon in Rashi says, no, the Chiddush of the Gemara is that it's a Zeloy Nenet Vizelo Chaser, and Afal Pichin, there's a concept of Mechzik Ribis. Okay, you don't have Shtak Ribis, you don't have Avak Ribis, but you have Mechzik Ribis. Even though you don't have any qualities that in regular dini mamonos would obligate in such a scenario. So it happens to be a stira. So the Marsha works in the stira. He said Rashi knew, based on the kasha, the famous kasha of Neshech Velo Tarbis, Rashi had to say over here that the Kamash Malon and the Gemara was with nothing, and still there's Mechzik Ribis. Maram Shif thinks that in a Hanami, you have to read Rashi, even at the end, you have to stick in an O-O, into the way Rashi learned the Gemara, and Eina Chanami zok the Maram Shif lahalacha lefishitas Rashi. Even mechse keribis is only if you have one, either you have zenene or you have zelo chaser. It's a shtickle, not mashma in the rad, but bikoach hadchak of the stira. So that must be what Rishita is as well. I'm just going to throw this in right now. Similarly, it's not exactly similar, but you know. The Gemara, again, Mechzik Ribis, you read the Gemara Kipshuta without the issues that we just discussed, seems to say Mechzik Ribis because of Ribis, because of the Chomer of Ribis, so therefore that would include anything. Even if you don't have the regular qualities of Dine Mominis, so then Ribis is different than we're Machmir because it's a Psa Mechzik, so therefore you're Machmir. However, the Maram Shif is saying, Lefishitas Rashi L'maskona, that's not going to be the case. And you would need something in order to be Mechayiv. I believe that the Chidushe HaRitva HaChadashim also they like this Maram Shif, but there's just a similar Lecha Mishnah in Shitas HaRamam. The Ram has a very strange language when he brings down our halacha in Perek Vav Halacha Beis. The Ram says in Milvulova, "Lo yider b'chatzero chinam, afal pisha ein chatzer asiyu l'schar, even though it's a chatzer d'loy kaim la'agra." The ein, zok the Rambam, the ein derech bal hachotzer lahaskir. The ein derech bal hachotzer lahaskir. That's not what the Rambam should be saying. The it should be that the ein the seicher is not dark liskor, not the ein derech bal hachotzer lahaskir. V'torach la'azel schar. So the Lecha Mishnah makes a fair point in the lashon of the Rambam. That he held, the Rambam does not say what we're presenting up until now, that the Cheshbon is the Cheshbon that you always have to discuss, whether or not it's a Gavra Vidal Megar, and you have to don up on Mitzad Sheni, the Chotzer, and one's Mitzad the Malva, one's Mitzad the Lova, says the Lecha Mishnah, Hanocha Pshuta, that Shitas HaRambam is, there's nothing to talk about if the Gavra is not a Vidal Megar. Meaning, if you're dealing with a Malva, says the Lecha Mishnah, that's not Avida Lamegar, and he has other houses, or whatever the definition is in Hilchos Avida Lamegar, says the Lecha Mishnah, you won't even have Mechse Karibis, which is a fascinating idea. Meaning, we're going to go through when we discuss the next part of the Chabura, which is the Shitas HaRishonim, which is a major Machlokas Rishonim, how to set up the cases. But in general, the way we're going to carry through the Chabura is that Shitas HaRamam is the biggest Chumra possible. And the Shitas HaRambam is you don't need Kaim Agra, you don't need Avid Megar, we'll discuss, but the Lecha Mishnah is saying no. Lecha Mishnah is saying not only for Ribis Ktutza, the Lecha Mishnah is saying it might be that the Rambam has certain Chumras when it comes to Ribis Ktutza or Avak Ribis, but says the Lecha Mishnah, it's only talking about a scenario where it's Avid Megar. So according to the Lecha Mishnah, in the Parsha, the third category of Mechsimis, the Rambam comes out to be the biggest Kula, whereas all the other Rishonim, L'chori, you would think, would be that you can't have Mechzik, that you have Mechzik Ribis, even if you have nothing in the Dina Mominus end, but whereas the Shita, the Lecha Mishnah, and the Diak, and the Rambam, is that Mechzik Ribis only starts, and the whole Parsha only starts, if, as the Lecha Mishnah says, if you have Tarbis. If you don't have Tarbis, there's nothing to talk about, says the Lecha Mishnah, and you obviously need a Gavra Vida Lamegar, and that's not even a Chiddush. So let's go into the Maskanas HaGemara. So the Maskanas HaGemara says a little further. Ika da Amri. So that was the Kamash Malan. Ika da Amri, Amr of Yosef, Bar Minyoi. Amr of Nachman. Afal Bish Amr Adar B'chatzir of Chaver, Shalom Yidaito, Ein Tzarech La'al Soskar. Halvei B'chatzir Tzarech La'al Soskar. So the Gemara presents two Lishnas. Is it specifically by Halveni? Manda Amr Halvu Koshken Halveni. The person who says Halvu and you weren't actually Kotzitz B'feirish. So avad, if your coats is befeir, you'd be chayiv. Umandor ma halveni avalovu lo. My timer came in the mikara lavadaita dahochi osfei less lanba. Since you didn't have a ktitza meikara, so therefore you're not going to be chayiv. So just to keep in mind, the lashon of the Gemara seems to have a kol shekain and a kesher between halvu and halveni, which is important to keep in mind when you're judging what the cases of halvu halveni. There should be some sort of shaychus between the case and the fact that the Gemara and Svara could say that there's a kol shekain from one to the other, so they should be parallel to each other, and we'll get back to specifically what I mean. But in the scenario, so the Gemara is mechalik between halvu halveni, like we just said. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, just
I read the Rashi of Kimna Bukhasa Bukhan Lagra as a Kimna Bukhan. Meaning that he could have just said, I'll be Shamar Bukhama, Tarashini, in the Tarakal Sasar, Kimna Bukhasa Bukhan Lagra, that's why you're Bukhama, well, Hai Gabra, Shadarba, Abdul Megar, but I said, no, still, you're Father. I
mean,
we're
like that. Meaning that the din is.
Not breaking the skana here, breaking the skana there.
I mean.
And then that says, he's working just the shakam of the mar. Nor is saying that your.
Okay, yeah, I didn't read it like that. Yeah. Okay. I think he's saying in terms of our study. Yeah.
I mean, he's on that part of the.
Right, no, I hear. I'm not saying. I don't have a rye against you, but. Okay. I mean, the Maharsha. He knows the Maharsha.
Yeah, but I mean,
right, he's just saying a solution. I just think it's just strange.
To
I'm saying there's a shackle of Italian and the Gemara back and forth.
It's
there.
More strange to say you're working on the Maskana.
What?
I mean, there's
two Manda Umr. There's two Manda Umrs there.
He's clearly working the Manda Umr every pot.
Right, okay.
I mean, so he just is, meaning in ways, like a much more
glucose.
Okay.
It's possible. Fine. So there's a machlokus rishonim. Let's start off with the presentation in the case of Hovu. The Shulchan Aruch off. In the case of Huvu, Amavas Chaver Lo Yasam Lach Ba'Avdu. Let's talk about our case. Afilu B'Chatzad Lo Kaim La Agra, the Gavur De Lo Vilo Meger. That's Aser. V'Mdarbo Kfar Kaven the Chatzad Lo Kaim La Agra. In Tzarach Lasis Lo Afilu Latzish Nayim. The Shulchan Aruch is quoting the Shita of the Ramban and the Rush. Like I said, that you only have to pay if you're going to continue living there. But there's no Chiv of even Avak Ribis in a case of Huvu, since it's a Chalo Kaim La Agra. So there's no avak ribis there. Vafilim who gavered the avla megar, since there's no chutz of the kaimel agra, there's nothing to pay even lots of sedei shemayim, and therefore you pay only mekanal haba. But the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam afilu gavered the loy avla megar have avak ribis tarach laachzer and balas yismayim. The Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam seems to say that when even if it's not a chutz of the kaimel agra, it's still going to be a avak ribis in the case of hilvuhu, even if it's not a gavur avidla megar. It's still going to be a case. Okay. So there is a little bit of a din in Shah Rishonim. That's why I want to present everything. There's Shah Rishonim versus the Rambam. The Ramban, the Rosh. Shah Rishonim, the day of Rishonim in the Mother, Shitas Ramban, and the Rosh. What is going to be the din, Lefi the Ramban, in a case of Halveni, but a Chatzar, the Lo Kaimel Agra? Do you say that Halveni parallels Halvuhu? And therefore, because Lamaisa, you're missing a chatzah to Lokaimala Agra, there's no mummas here, so there's no way you can call this Avak Ribis, and it's still only Mechzi. Or no, do you say that because I switched my language to Halveni, so then now that's going to be Avak Ribis, it just jumped up from Mechzi, even though it's only chatzah to Lokaimala Agra? So, Rob Rishonim, the Nemukah Yosef, The Rush, the way he quotes the Ramban, seemed to be mashed by the Ramban, is that Hulveini is parallel to Huvuhu. And that, again, that makes sense because of what I said before, that the Gemara seems to parallel the two, and the Gemara seems to link the two, and they're not fundamentally different to now apply to totally different cases, and therefore they could say, there's a Koshikain. If you said Hovu, so if your coat says Mamish, on that same Dinei Mamanis, L'chor, you should be Chayiv also. However, if you look in the Tur learns B'Shem Ramban that it's Avak Ribis, once you say Hulveini, even though it's a chatzah d'loy kamala agra. Fine. Now, assuming like the shitas of Rov Rishonim and shitas of Ramban, so we already just a ha'ara here, before we start the first akuda that I really want to discuss, just a ha'ara that I think this is important to keep in mind for the nature of avak ribis. That there seems to be a fundamental machlokes Rishonim here, whether or not dine momen for the avak ribis, if I can use, you know, a ke'enda araisa type model, and it could be that some of these rishonim say, you're always going to be in the parsha of michsi if you're not handling the same mominus of and that not only applies to ribis ktsutza, but that even applies to avak ribis. You don't start the get the ball rolling for a durabonin ke'enda araisa of avak ribis if you don't have ke'en neshech and you don't have a chatzur dekayim la agra. So you could say whatever you want. You can say halveni from today until tomorrow. It's still all a mechsi. Masha Inkin, the sheet of the tour holds no. It could be that even the mumminess of avak ribis doesn't necessarily have to parallel the mummin of ribis d'araisa, and there could be a fundamental machloikis here how to understand avak ribis in general. Okay. However, to go to the next stage, which is the sif beis of the mechaber. What happens once you say halveni? Now things start to get serious. Oh. So when you say halveni, so the shita of the Ramban and shita of the Rush in explaining shita's harif, that the riff says halveni could be ribis ktsutza, so the Ramban and the Rush qualify that statement of the riff that it's not referring to any of the cases that are in our sugya. It's referring to another case. What's that case? A case where the chatzar is kaima la agra, which is real dine mamin. However, if it's a chatzar, the like kaima la agra, so even if you say halveni, there's nothing to talk about. And we'll get back to the Deyashniya and the Rambam, we'll get back to that in a second. The Rambam argues. However, that is the shita of the Ramban and the Rush. If I remember correctly, the Sefer HaTrume understands the riff not like the Ramban and the Rush, and he compares it more to the Rambam. But that is the way the Ramban and the Rush and Shari Shanim qualify the Shita of the Riff.
When you say the Kaim al Agra, there's no Din Mamon.
The Kaim al Agra. Oh, the one that's low Din Mamon, yeah.
Are you referring to, I mean, there's a Shonim about the case of Zelonin and Zechaser.
Let's go, we'll get there. That's exactly my question. When the Rishonim say this, and they say that the Rif must be talking about a case of Chatzah L'Kayim L'Agra, so again, the Rishonim give two reasons. Why do you need it to be a Chatzah L'Kayim L'Agra? The Ramban says because Ribis is Doima Tegezel. And reiterate one of the artists that Rosenzweig made in the first Chavura when he was analyzing the different sheets of the Ramban, how you found different mashmoses in the Ramban. So I was talking to Rabbi Schechter about something related, and then we got into this, and I said, and the Ramban says that Ribis is Doma Tegezel, and he says, the Ramban can't say that, because the Megillas Esther's Cheshbin is that the Ramban and the Ramban have to be arguing whether or not Veheshiv is the Mitzvah Esther, or there's a separate Mitzvah Esther, so the Ramban has to hold that it's not Gezel. But I don't think what the Ramban's saying, similar to what Rosenzweig mentioned, I don't think necessarily the Ramban saying this is working with Gezel, but it could be that the Ramban just saying the mominus of Ribis has to be Doima to the Din Mammon of Gezel. However, as Mati just pointed out, the Rishonim, and if you look at the Rush doesn't have the same, he gets to the same point as the Ramban, but just to quote you the Rush, Filu hu gavad ha'avad l'meger d'nenev and isra'ba b'monim mikom kom neshech ein kan. The halo shakel midi v'loy chaser mamona. He doesn't stress the gezel. V'arminu le'el de'ein tarbis v'loy neshech. So the Rosh is saying, if there was no lekicha, there's nothing to be chayzer, so then obviously you can't be talking that that's going to be ribis ktutza, so then obviously we have to be talking about a case of chayzer. Hare zedome, and we'll get back to this, the Rosh has a fascinating line, hare zedome lekoyin shehil v'mos liyisrael, amanash yitin loy trumus v'maisers, lamanda omer tovas eno mamen, loy mafkini minei midi. Now remember that line, because we'll get back to that, but that comparison and dimyun of the Rosh has serious nafkaminas la'alacha in the Ramah in Kofsamach, but we'll get back to that. That the Ramah compares this to the Manda Amr, Tevis Hanah, in a mammon of a guy who has no mammonis, a Yisrael, and the Kain Malvat him, and he says, give me back my Chubis Maizis. So since Tevis Hanah in a mammon, so there's no mammonis. So too over here, by the case of Karka, if it's Loi Kaimala Agra, so there's no mammonis here, it's like Tevis Hanah, Eina Mammon. Hachanami Adir Shadar Bachatzer, Eina Chashuba Mammon, came in Loi Kaimala Agra. Like the Meimer came into Amar Alvein and the Darba Chatzera Havikilu Iskirlo Vafagav Dad Hena Lo Hoya Lo Rugal Askira Ate Iskirle De Sukine Inishi Bereshi Lo Maskinan Shirma Lo Alvein and the Darba Chatzera Bescharb Tari Service Ala Adar Abba Amar Lo Alvein and the Darba Chatzera Belav Hachi Ena Maskiro Lachir. Fine. So the Rosh says that it can't be because there was no Lakicha. So the Rishonim, which would bothered me, the Rishonim just discuss the Neshech angle. They say, is it Kaimel Agra? Is it not Kaimel Agra? But we know from the beginning of Ezer Neshech that that's not going to end the story. You can say from today until tomorrow that there's Neshech here and it's a Chatz of the Kaimel Agra, but you still need Tarbis. And you still need the guy to be the Malveh, to be a Gavra, the Ovid Lamegar. And it's very strange that the Rishonim don't feel the need to even discuss that. So, what's going on over here? Do you have a Gavra David LeMegar? Are we assuming, like the Lecha Mishnah, that the whole discussion is only in a Gavra David LeMegar? It's very strange. It needs beer. So that is the question that I'd like to discuss. So Rabbi Kiva Eger on Daf Samach Amud Beis deals with this question. He asks this question, and he says, and he's also dealing with the question of the Achronim, that why isn't this actually the example of Neshech below Tarbis. So Rabbi Kiva Eger sets up and he says that when the Malveh, the Loveh approaches the Malveh, and the Loveh says, lend me, and then you can stay in my house, Bechina. And now, according to what the Rishonim are saying, it's a Chatz of the Kaima La'agra. So therefore the Rif is saying that it could be Ribis Ktutza. Frekt Rabbi Kiva Eger, where's the Tarbis? So, Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Malveh was maskim to such a deal. So, by the fact that the Malveh was maskim to such a deal, so now he's nischalif to be a guy who's Ovid Lemeger because he accepts a transaction. So now he's a gavra to Ovid Lemeger. So, I personally just have problems just jumping to such a conclusion that automatically you assume that because he was maskim to lend, that he's automatically now becoming a Gavra David LeMegar. It seems a little strange to me, but those aren't my only kashas. I think that in Shulchan Aruch, one could be medayik like this as well, and I found a few mafarshim that say like this as well. Well, just bear with me for a second, just to go through the rayas of why I don't think this Rav Kiva Eger is sufficient to answer this question. First of all, just a R, and this is not a Raya Brura, but if you read the end of the Rosh says, and don't tell me that by a Chatzah Deloi Kaima La'agra, that that's also going to be Ribis Ktutza, because we assume that since he accepted it, now this Chatzah becomes a Kaima La'agra. Zok the Rosh, because we're not Machzik, Anashim Rashim. And if we could get off here and lower down the Isser, Hakala Kal Tchila, so let's do that. You know, well, the Rush says that. So, Kivager's commenting on the Rush. You know, so, I would say, the same Svara should equally apply to the Seicher, to the Leiva as well, and we should Achsik Anoshim Rishoyim. But, that's not my only Raya that I think why it's not applicable. When you go to Sif Beis, in Simon Kuf Samachval. So the Mechaber says, Amr Le Halveni Vidar Bechatzei, right? We're getting into Rivis Ksutza. Shulchan Aruch talking Tzif Beis. He's quoting Shitas HaRamban that Rivis Ksutza is limited in a scenario of Kaima La'agra, like the Ramban and the Rosh just qualified. The Gra in Oshei in Tzif Beis says you should know Af Begavra Deloy Ovid Lamegar. This whole discussion is talking about a Gavra Deloy Ovid Lamegar. So already you see that there's a question over here, and the Gra doesn't feel the need to be Masbir, and he's saying that. Now, you could tell me, yeah, but he's assuming like Reb Kivager. He's assuming that you Memela become a Gavra Avid Lamegar by the fact that you were masking, and the Gra thought that was a Davar Pashut, so you didn't have to mention it. Fine. Kedarka. That could be, I don't have a Raya Brewer from the Gra. I just want to be Mas'ari, the Lashon of the Gra. Mas'ari, the Lashon of the Gra. But then the Shach has a Pella on the basis. The Shach says in Sif Katan Vav, again, the Mechaber says, Amr le'avini v'dor b'chateri, yikayim ala agra have a ribis k'sutza, v'iloi kayim ala agra have a ribis. Shitzas haramban, shitzas harosh. Zok the Shach, v'das haramban deba'omer halveini afilu below kayim ala agra have a ribis k'sutza. Shitzas haramban hamachmira, that we said before, that doesn't need kayim ala agra, even in a case of low kaima la'agra, if you said halveni, that's ribis k'tutza. Says the Shach, why? Because of Abbas Yosef, the Abbas Yosef quotes from the Talmidei Arad. What is the Hezber? The Taimo, the Kevin, the Hisne Imo, have a Ki'ilu, Sochro Achshav. Now, because, through the fact that there's Askama, so now becomes a chotzer the kaima la'agra. So the Shach is using that in Das Ramban. The Shach goes on, v'hava pella ala Beis Yosef, that he doesn't bring the Shitas HaRambam, which is chaylik on the Shitas HaRamban, and it's a sveika d'dina, and a mitzim chavera ala v'araya, and that's his taina. So again, the mechaber is dealing with the Shitas HaRambam, the Shitas HaRamban. The Shach is saying, but for Shitas HaRambam, then you need to be mechadesh, and you need to be yatzer this Beis Yosef, that says that the chotzer can become a kaima la'agra through the haskamas hadvarim, which means that at least the Shach understood, and there's no mentioning in the Beis Yosef up until this. This is where the Beis Yosef Taka mentions it in Sif Beis Natur, Sif Katan Beis Natur, Sif Beis Natur, I'm sorry, is that for the Ramban, I didn't need to come on to this fancy haskama and this pshat in why the Gavra of Idul Megar is because it's Memela, because he was maskim, so we assume that now the Malve becomes a person who is Ovid Lamegar. I understood it without that, because the Shach saying, in the Ramam, the Beis Yosef had a Kasha, and he can explain that it becomes through this Haskama Sadvarim, that now it can become a Chatzar, the Kaimala Agra, even though Be'etzem, this Chatzar is a Chatzar Deloy Kaimala Agra. So you do magic through the Haskama.
Issue is the same, right? Because you're assuming that whether this idea works is the same in Chatzar Dekaima La'agra
or
Gavra Dabi Lamega.
Even if it's not the same, I assume it's similar, and I assume it's worth mentioning. So to add to the list, I found the Me'iri.
It's probably, I think you're right. It's probably, it should, it's worth attention. But it's probably a much bigger kiddush to say what the Beis Yosef says than it is to say what the Vayu says. But it's a bigger kiddush to say this idea in terms of the kind of lagra than the Gavra.
Why? The way I look at it, and this could be this is wrong, I just have this picture of a Malva and a Lova in my head, is that I go to this guy, I borrow money from him. I usually borrow money from him. He's a nice guy. And then I say, you know what? I feel bad already. You know, I happen to have this house. Stay in my house. He was going to lend me the money anyways. He's a tzaddik. And then he's masking to the idea. So his haskama doesn't necessarily, cartoon, it doesn't necessarily make him into be a gavra of Idul Amegar because he was masking. I think, I thought that I actually thought because of this cartoon that it actually is a bigger chiddush by what?
The cartoon's not, I'm talking about a case of Albania.
Yeah, even in a case of Albania.
I'll give this to you for this.
I'm saying, but to say it's Neskalif the Leivet, the Malvet, like he's a good guy. He's a rich guy. He always lends his money. He could care less about your dira. It's very nice. You're trying to make your own guilty conscience better. But like, you know, now he becomes a god. Everything. The guy has 6,000 hotels. Like he doesn't care about your property. Like sure. He's not even going to go into your property. Sure. Yeah. You know why should?
You're saying that's the ktitza. You're talking about a case where there's no ktitza.
No. I'm talking about it in a case of no halveni. That's what the Chamechaber is talking about. In that case.
I'm giving this to you for this.
No. I can understand. No, I understand what Kivager's saying. I'm just saying that I think it's, if not as much of a chiddush, a bigger chiddush by the Seicher and the Malveh.
I'm just saying the Hagdarah of Zenene and the Hagdarah of Kasser, you'd think that the Hagdarah is more, Zenene would be more flexible.
And lesser of a chiddush to get.
And changeable than the Hagdarah of Kasser.
Okay.
But I think in both cases you could reject it, which is what you're describing. And I also think you're right that, you know, that you should probably say that. But I don't think it's impossible to assume that just because you reject one, that you reject
And then Rebbe is assuming by the first taina of the Rosh that we're not machzik anoshim l'rishi, so that would not be that also would not apply because since Nen is more flexible, also you would not necessarily have the righteous taina. I hear. Okay.
Isn't Rebbe saying that as far though that? I assume, if I understood correctly, you're already saying that, like, since, to some degree, he is being Nana, and the question is, and then kind of like, if he really is Olo and Mega, so he's not even considered.
Does he recognize that?
Right, over here, since, like,
and the Katitza, which is one of the Katitza, shows that he does.
It pushes him over the line, so now he. But Rekiva Eger is saying, I thought a different story, more of an Undendaska, meaning. I mean, Rebbe's saying, Ba'etzim, he kind of is Nana, and it's kind of pushed, and when with Katitza, it pushes over the line. Rekiva Eger's saying a different story, I thought. You're saying the Undendas, and that's why Ellie doesn't like the Undendas. Meaning, there would be two different. Right. Ellie's arguing on Derry, not on Rebbe's Hashem.
But in terms of using it for what, it doesn't really matter whether it's Rebbe Kvager in the end, because even if you like to reformulate it, a different formulation, that would work, as well as Rebbe Kvager's answer. Quite.
Okay, I'm not disagreeing. I hear what Rebbe's saying. I hear what you're saying. I hold by these kashas, and that's why I want to present something else. And I just want to add, the Gedulei Truma I found actually has this on his commentary on the Sefer Truma. He held Pashat that the guy has to be Avad Lamegar, and the Sfaras don't apply to Avad Lamegar. But just listen to the Lashon and the Meiri that I found.
I'm throwing out a suggestion.
So he says like this. Habesha ain't a medus lasphirus ain't the ribis kutsa, ve ain't moidaba. Imzem mia, Zakta Meiri is saying, I don't agree with the other Rishayna. Imzem mia, oy made liskor. He's giving a foundation. He's saying, what's the scenario? If the guy is ome liskor, shariyesh kan ribis, afal pisha ain't bo neshech. And you could have ribis if the guy's avidal and megar, and he was an avidal megar, and he always will be an avidal megar, and we're not changing that. And even though it's a chutz of the lake Haimel Agra, Frekta Meiri, why? B'shema Taimerim came Matzinu Ribis B'lei Neshech. But if that's true, it's against. Wow. Omer Ani, Mekaven Sha'omer Dor B'chatzerai, Umikoyach Halaoscha Reza Osa Me'ata Oimedes Lischar. Zokta Meiri, the Beis Yosef, the Tamidei Rashba. But what does the Meiri start off with? Meir starts off with Imzem Mia Oimed Liskor. If the Gavra is an Avid Lamegar, and then I can answer your kashas that this is not Neshech, and it's Tarbis Bloy Neshech, so I can answer your kashas because it's this Chalif, because there's an Umdina, because he was Mekabel and Memela now, so it's this Chalif to be a Chutz of the Kaim Lagra, and it's not a Chutz of the Kaim Lagra. So why didn't Meir just say it Lagabi the Gavra also? Why do you have to set it up that it was a gavra de lo yavin lemegar? So I thought from the mashmos of the Meiri, like what we were saying, not like Reb Kiva Eger, is that the svara wouldn't apply to.
Yeah, he's going to say it in the Kaimalagra. It's more difficult.
I'm saying, right? I'm saying it's, you can only say it in the Kaimalagra. Right.
I'm very excited right now because I'm actually being a riot here. Just the.
I don't know if that's allowed.
Yeah. No, but the Glinter pointed out he wants to be here. By the way, he's.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me.
Okay, so if Glinter pointed out on this Meiri Gufa, not just the Mishmos, but even a riot, because the because if he held it both ways, like the Eger, so then the Meiri Hasser. In the case of Lokai Malagar, the Lokai Malagar will be there, and that he doesn't do. Mm-hmm. Meaning, because if you say it both ways, then you have to go.
And he would have to pass on like the Rama.
He says it one way for sure, exactly. You have to go, and that I mean, you can check, but I'm pretty sure he doesn't do that.
He doesn't?
Passing like the Pasha Pashan Gemara, I think. Mm-hmm. It's still, and it's just not even so much smoke.
Okay. Okay. By the way, that just reminded me, just in the Havu case, I think the Meiri came out also like the Tur in the Ramban about the Avak Ribish Stickle. Whether or not you need Kaim La'agra, just Stam
Gemara. Like, you understand this as an Umdana? The Meiri?
Not so much. I mean, but what?
I don't think he's saying. He's saying, in doing that, you're already being covered. This is Omedos a star.
Right. Okay, fine.
Maybe he has no idea. You know, right. He was never going to rent it out.
No, I just threw out. I wasn't being medayic my words with.
That's a start. In terms of the din, it would still be clear, like I was saying. Meaning
the D of that he doesn't go the other way.
Yeah, I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to be machalik umdenas, not umdenas.
You're saying the D of that he doesn't go the other way.
Yeah, not just, and then Gilern just trying to say that it's not just the D of, but if he would go the other way, then you would have to say that it's us or even it's lokai malagar below the main.
But I do think though this has, I think if you say it like this though, I think it is less likely, you more likely to. I'm just not agreeing with you, but I'm saying consistent with that, it doesn't. I'm not sure that this svara works the other way. Uh-huh. And if you say that I'd be willing to pay for what?
Unless you hold like.
Right, but one could argue that it makes more sense this way. In other words, you'd say that if I'm willing to pay for it, to pay you, and you agree to give it to me. In lieu of payment for this, then even if you weren't otherwise renting it out, that makes it something which is omitted as a scar. Whereas the other way, I'm not sure you're saying it makes you somebody who's right.
Mm-hmm. Meaning it doesn't fit with the cartoon.
What?
You don't. It doesn't fit with the cartoon.
Cartoon. No, I'm saying.
What are you saying?
Nothing. Rev, you understand what I'm saying?
Well, what are you saying?
I'm saying that if it's not an umdana, I mean, umdana you can always be mechalik, but just in terms of the svara here, the svara seems to be that he's willing to pay for it. So
right.
He's not paying for it. That makes it, in this case, a medas askar because the halva was done on behalf of that. You are, in fact, basically taking a skar for it. Right?
You're talking about giving it a value.
Right, it gives it a value.
I was looking at it from the perspective of the difference between nena and kasa, thinking that kasa is more objective category and then a more subjective.
I see. But in terms of defining the yeshiva.
Right. No, I'm not also not working with that.
Right, but I see what you're saying. It's a different principle. I mean, I'm talking about defining the dira as being something which is something that you would get
normally.
Right.
The mouth doesn't live there, it would be the same.
He doesn't live there and he never gets any. No. I mean,
whether he chooses
right. I mean, the ribbis will still be there.
He just as a chus to live there if he wants to. So that,
to ask.
Because he could have just made the kimta and kimeda works much better if not actually live there. Because the fact that he decided to live there shows that there's something worthwhile to him about that particular.
Again, something worth.
Again, if you think it's an umdana, then maybe right. Or, but even then, it's umdana at the moment, that wasn't something lochiach of the plaza. If you think it's a hagdara of what, whatever, so I don't know if this would be a cartoon, but if a guy knows that he could live in different places, right, this is a quality of life already in that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, all right, I'm not a lot of probably. Right? If you have houses all over the place,
it's options.
I mean, it's a different life. Right? You're already, you live in every country. I mean, how many people actually get there? But he knows that he could. You know, there's a value. I'm not saying it's a good thing.
Okay. Okay, so just to recap, there were a few rayas that I brought that I thought not like Reb Kiva Eger, that the gavra does not nischaliyah to be a gavra avida lemeger just because he was willing to lend even after such a presentation. And even though that's the case, when it comes to a chatzad with a kaim la'agra, that doesn't necessarily mean chatzad lo kaim la'agra, that doesn't necessarily carry over to changing the nature of the gavra. And we brought a raya possibly from the Gra. I thought a raya from the Shach and the application of the Beis Yosef, a raya from the Lashon of the Rosh, of Lomach Sakin and Inshi Berushi, and then the Meiri says it Beferish. So Im Kain, so we're Nachzor Likushyasenu, that why don't the Rishonim mention what's with the issue of Tarvis? Very nice over here that they're saying in the Shitas HaRif that if the Chatz is Kaim La'agra, then that's where the Rif said that this is a case of Rivis Ktsutza. But they're not taking care of half the story that the Gavra, what's with the Gavra? Is he Avida LeMegar? Is he Lo Avida LeMegar? Is he a Seicher that would pay money? So therefore, is he Nene? So is there Tarvis or not? So I'd like to suggest an idea that I had.
And you don't want to say, like, the Gra, that we're talking about. That's one possibility that to make that a kimta to talk about a case
about lemeger. The Gra says we're talking about a case that's low of a lemeger.
Oh, sorry. You know what? The rush.
You know, right. You can answer like Lecha Mishnah and like right. Yeah. You can say simply talking about a lemeger and then we can walk out of here. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to keep us longer. So, I thought of an idea like this, and I found smuchim. And again, the Dulei Truma says as mafirsh in the Sefer Truma on the commentary of Sefer Trumas that that's the only scenario that the Chazaka could apply to. Fine. So I thought. I remember that there was a machlekes in the sugya Baba Kama Daf Chaf, which Noah was mentioning before, that on Chafam Nalef, the Gemara quotes a few cases in the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Chaf. The Gemara says. The Gemara that says on Bava Kama Daf Chaf, what's the din in three cases? The Gemara says, in a case where a person is nene and chaser, so then the Gemara says, that's pshita. That you have all the chiyuv emamanas, this guy's avida lemegar, this guy's chaser kaim la'agra, so avada, if I live in this person's property, shalom midaito, I would have to pay, there's no reason to say why I would not have to pay, I would have rented it in somewhere else, he would have rented it out if I wouldn't have been there, so there's a chaser, there's a nene. There's no question about it. In a case of Zelo Nene, I wouldn't have rented it out. I wouldn't have rented another apartment, and I jumped in through your window. And Zelo Chaser, but you wouldn't have rented it out either. So then the Gemara says, that's Pasha, that's Pater. There's no reason to be Mechayev Mama. So Gemara says, Yesh Ladun, in a case of Zel Nene, Zelo Chaser, the Gemara goes on for an omen and a half, discussing whether or not Zel Nene, Zelo Chaser is Chayev, is a Pater, back and forth, Rayas, what's the din? Fine. The Rishonim point out that the Gemara skipped a fourth case. The fourth case that the Gemara skipped was a case of ze lo nene and ze chaser. What happens if you talk about a case of a gavra de lo avida lemegar? He wouldn't have rented out the apartment, another apartment down the block, but the chaser was kaima la'agra, and therefore there was a chaser moment here. So then there is a machlokas Rishonim. In Tosas in Baba Kama says Pashat that that's Pater, it's no different than a Grama, and you would not be Chayiv in such a case, even though you were Chaser. However, the Rif is in disagreement, and the Rif holds that that's not the Halacha, and in a case of Zelo Nenev, Ze Chaser, you will be Chayiv. Now the question is, Yesh Ladan, why is the Rif the Chayiv? Now, I want to read you a Lashon of the Rosh there in Perek Sheni Siman Vav. And I don't want to discuss the Rosh yet. We'll get back to the Rosh because I think we can really understand what he's saying after we analyze this. I have a raya like the Rif from the Sugyam Baba Kama. Muchach b'shmaitzin. Shalchuo bei Rav Ami v'chima asa ze. Ma chosro. Uma heziko mashma ha chaser veheziko pshita shechayev umiu kvar ochachti shalachisaron. Now this is the point that I want to get back to. Umiu So the Rosh says, even though in general, the Rav Shimon Shkop understands in Shitas Harif, and the Namuk Yosef, and the Ra'ah, all understand, and I think the Gon understands in Shitas Harif, that this is a regular, and Machna Ephraim writes, that this is a regular case and Chiv of Chaser, because you are Mazikmi. You are, the Machna Ephraim says it's some sort of Garmi, and you're Chayiv, the Hezek Shibo. That's what Shimon understands, and that's the Mashmos of the Nemuk Yesev and the Ra'ah. The question stands in this Rush, what exactly he is suggesting over here. However, I'd like to prove to you, and suggest, from certain Rishonim, that there's another possibility in understanding the Shitas Harif, that it's not just because of the Chisaron Mamon. The Rashba in Bava Kamma there asks the question follows. There's a later sugya, mamish, at the end of Bava Metzia, Habayis Va'aliyah, that the sugya in Bava Metzia says that Rabbi Yehuda, the sugya is talking about an apartment building, an up floor, upstairs floor, and a downstairs floor that fell down. He says to the Balaliyah, build it up. He doesn't want to do it. Live there, because he now built it up. He can live in the downstairs apartment. But, says Rabbi Yehuda qualifies, if he built the Aliyah, and now he lives downstairs, so then he is potter from paying, because he had the option of living upstairs. So ask the Rashba, on Shitas Arif, if you go on in the Gemara is discussing paying for the Shachraisa, the Ashaisa. The thing is, when I live in your apartment, some of the walls get blackened, and there is some chiyuv mamonis there. So frek the Rashba against the Rif, I don't understand. Why does the Mishnah have to say that he has to that he is only Pater Lefi Rabbi Yehuda in a scenario where he built the Aliyah also, and he's really not gaining anything from the lower apartment, right? That shouldn't change anything. Lefi Aster Ashba Lefi Shitas Harif, right? It seems to be from the Mishnah Mefureshes against the Shitas Harif that Ze Lo Nene V'Ze Chaser is not enough to be Mechayiv. And the only reason why you would possibly be Chayiv to the other person is because you didn't have another option of where to live. You didn't have the Aliyah, and therefore you have some Hana, and says the Rashba, it's a Raya Brura, like Shita Satosis. So, I want to ask, like the Achronim point out, they don't really understand the Rashba's question. Manavshach. How is he donning up this Shachraisa Dashaisa? There's a din, like, are you a Mazik? Are you Grama? Happens to be Ksoisa Choshin believes that you're really a Grama on the whole Hezek, and he re-understands the whole Gemara of Shachraisa Dashaisa. He says, you know, the paint, you could just get, some Puerto Rican just to, you know, to paint the walls, you know, what you're not doing anything. The Chayzer Poyel, the Chayzer Malabin Hasadira. Or you can get a Jew, you can get anyone. probably that would be more likely. So he says you're not really being Germany Hezek. The whole Hezek is a Grumma. So the Achronim, Rabbi Yalev, Rabbi Shmuel, they all ask the same question. They said, what's the Rashba assuming in the Chaser? If there's a Mazik over here, and you're chayiv alts the hezek, so then why are you asking that specifically on the rif? That should also be a kasha on Taisvis. They're not arguing, you know, in dinei mazik, that's later in Baba Kama. They're not arguing, is this a grama or is this a mazik? If it's a mazik, so then everyone should be chayiv to pay. And if it's not a mazik, so then no one should be chayiv to pay. Manavshach. What's the Rashba asking against the rif? Elamai explains the achronim, the Arbayi Leib, Chidush Rav Shmuel, Rav Gusman, they all bring the same rayas. And they say, you see an unbelievable yisod over here. And a new havana in Shitas HaRif. Really not like Rav Shimon. Not like the Rishonim presented. The Rif is not trying to tell you that Ze Loy Nene, V'Zeh Chaser, is Chayiv because of Mazik. It's not true. The reason why you're Chayiv is because you're also getting some Hana. And the Rashba is saying, Lefi Yu Shitas HaRif, I'm not talking about the actual chisaron from the Shachraisa Dashaisa. That's a discussion that I'll have with the Ketos HaChoshen. Is it Grama or is it Mazik Biyadayim? I'm talking about that you should tell me, Avada, that it should be Megalgal, Alavis HaKol, like the Gemara Baba Kama says, that if you're Nene, you now have to pay all the Dmei Hana because of the Shachraisa Dashaisa. So you see that the Rashba understood in Shitas HaRif that it's not just a Mazik, but rather, there's Hezek over here with some physical Hana, and he says, you see that that's not the case. Here, you should have been Chayiv, even without that, because of the combination of the Chisaron with the Hana. It's a Raya to Shitas HaTosfos. That's what the way they understand the Rif. So it's not a straight-up Hezek. And that's, now we can understand the Rashba's Kasha understood that if it's a chisaron with a physical hana, so now there could be chiyuv moment. So why do you have to be? Why do you have to set up the case as that he's not nene for because there's an aliyah there? There should be a chiyuv moment. Even it shouldn't make a difference whether there's aliyah or whether there's not aliyah. And that was the Rashba's Kasha. You should be able to be megagol of azakol even without that. Just a second raya. If you look at the Raman Shin Semach Gimel Siv Zayin. He brings the of the Rabbeinu Yerucham Nesiv Yud Beis that this is Shin Samach Yimel Siv Zayin is dealing with this case of being Megalgal Sakol. This Gemara that says when it's Shachraisa Dashaisa, so then you can be Megalgal all the Dmei Hana. That's what the Gemara says. Even in general, Zen and of Zelo Chosid. So the Gemara wanted to bring a Raya from the case from this Mishnah, that Zenen of Zelachasr is Chayiv. So the Gemara says, no, it's talking about Shachraisa da Shaisa. He blackened the walls. There was some Chisaron. And through the Chisaron, now you pay all the Dmei Hana. The Pashup Shad in the Gemara is that you pay all the Dmei Hana if you are, what, a Gabra, Vida Lameger, and you actually have some Hana. We're now presenting that according to the Rif and the Rashba, Havana in the Rif, that that's not the case. You don't even need a level Hana that the Achronim seem to term called Hanas Mamun. You can have a Matzias of Hana that would still have to pay even just from a chaser through that combination. Listen to this, Rabbeinu Yerucham. Because the loy kaim la'agor, the gavra the loy of lemeger, megalgalin elavas hakol, mipnei shachraisa da'ashaisa. V'yesh mishakosav, hu adinami, v'chotzer the loy kaim la'agor, the gavra the loy of lemeger, Shema Bayis Chadosh, v'hichshich lo haksolim, v'chayiv l'shalim lo haschiris. Then you have to pay all the schiris. I don't understand. But at the end of the day, Rabbeinu Yerucham, this guy wasn't a Gavra Avida Lamegar. So why would you have to pay all Dmei Haschiris? You should only have to pay the Dmei Achisar and the Hezek. Elamai, you see, no, that there's a new Machayiv here. There's a new Machayiv through a chisaron of hana'a mamashi. As the Achronim seem to present, that there is hana'as momen, which is a gavra avida lemegar, which is hana'a in kol ha'torah kula, and then there is a metzias of hana'a, which shitas harif, with this havanas harashba, that even though it wasn't a gavra avida lemegar, should be mechayev, correct the rashba on the rif, and Shitas HaRabbeinu Yerucham, that even in a case where the Gavra is Lo Avida Lamegar, then you will be Megalgal even more than the person actually was Mechaser from being Machshich the Ksala.
Ellie, you say it's not on us, Mamon. Do you mean that precisely, or are you saying, one could say, that the physical Hana is necessary, but once you have that, then the fact that
that plugs into
yeah,
being...
Yeah, then it becomes a hanaz. Then you're being nan. Could be.
It could be. I just wanted to decipher between the two cases. Yeah.
But, I mean,
I don't have an answer. Right.
Okay.
I mean, I'm saying I don't have... I don't, I'm not 100%. Like, I'm saying, I have no problem saying that.
What's the chiv? Where's the chiv coming from there?
So where's the chiv coming from? Is an excellent question. I'm not 100% sure, and not to add to your question, it would be a tremendous nafkamina, because whether or not a chiv is machmas chisaron, or whether or not a chiv is machmas hana, has nafkaminas, whether you're paying min hazol, you're paying ziboiris, or you're going to pay min hametav. So it's going to be a tremendous nafkamina, and this is not clear. But again, I think the possibilities are open in terms of how you would pay. You could say, mitzad echad, lamaisa, without the goyim of the chisaron, so there's garnish here. There's nothing. So if that's what gets the ball rolling, so mele the chiv is altmeita. Or you could say that no, lamaisa, you're paying for the hana, even though it wasn't a classical hana, through this package deal, through the scenario, now you're nene, so you have to pay minazol, you have a chiv nene. I'm open to the possibilities to point out how right you are that it's not just stam a theoretical question. I think Noah's question would have serious nafkaminas lahalacha in terms of how you would pay if you would agree to this analysis in Shitas Harif.
See this concern, right?
I don't.
Right,
fine.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
No, we
were
talking last week.
The Sivas from last week.
Categorizing something.
The Raparnis and Sivas.
Having the Pashas, it would be, according to this perspective, you really would have to assume that it's the Sivas, I think.
And you would pay him
another. Do you have anybody who would say this perspective, who would say that it remains
Paser?
Netav, Mazik, whatever, that would be very strange. I don't think it's as open as you think.
Or either Dmitzkirs or maybe some other concept of Hanah.
Or some other concept, but not
right,
Mazik.
But not
Mazik. What you're saying
is... You're saying because the Mice of the Mammon is more than your Mechasa.
Yeah,
so
and because the Yisod is that the Chisaron is just a way of
achshaveying
the Hanah in some way, that it's a Hanah, it's a Mishtarshi, but you're paying for the Hanah.
Right,
so
right.
I don't think it's even as open. But you're presenting it, yeah.
No, I hear. I hear.
I think you have to say so.
Right, okay.
In need to have those sometimes can extend beyond formal narrow guidelines of regular testimonies.
Yeah, extending beyond narrow guidelines, it's like a big
extends
to what?
It's been sort of to an asset. As the Gemara in the sixth parak by somebody who reneged on the sale of the fields without a payment need to have. So
you have cases, I don't get to right now, but you have cases where, where there's a difference between the Bakayim of something and the saying in this particular case, you're really saying one is a shear and the other. So it isn't even the difference between a makayah and the way that it's expressed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just to wrap things up over here, I think. Oh, and possibly that's, again, a hagdara in what the Rosh was saying in Bava Kama, that it's ochel chisrono shel chavero, that's exactly what's going on here. It's not a classical mazik, but now that you were machaser, so now... You now have some hana from my chisaron, and there is an offshoot of the chisaron of your hana, and that's what the rush was coming to be mechayev. But if this is all correct, like we're presenting from the Rabbi Yerucham, from the Rashba, I think what the rush is saying in understanding Shitas Harif, that memela, it comes out that Shitas Harif understands that it's not a sh'op, chaser, and mazik type issue, and there is. And if we just plug back into Ezu Neshef, back into our Masechta, and our Parak, and we're learning Ribbis for those students. No, I'm just joking. But, no, so yeah, right? So over here, I think you can answer the kasha that we started off with. If Shitas Harif, which we paskin like in Shinch Gimel, by Chiyuvim Mammon in the case of Dar V'Chatzich Haver, Shulchan Aruch, doesn't even quote Tosos. Shulchan Aruch says... Zeh chaser v'zeh lo nene is chayiv. So then, yeah. And the havonos hadvarim in that shita is not that it's a straight hezek, but that there is some sort of hana that now you're going to have to be paid money for, like we presented from the Rashba, from the Rabbeinu Yerucham. If that's the case, so then we have Tarbis. Now, let's go back. The Rosh and the Ramban said, the Rif's Shita is that in a case of Chatzir, in a case of Ribis Ksutza is only Shayach in a case of Chatzir the Kaimala Agra. And that's Ribis Ksutza. So we asked, and we said, okay, I understand that there's a Chatzir the Kaimala Agra over here, and we presented possibilities, how it's created, but what happens to the Tarbis? So the answer is that within that Chatzir the Kaimala Agra, that the Rif holds, a Ze Lo Nene, and Zeh Chaser is Taka Chayiv, so there is a Tarvis within it. It might not necessarily be a straight up Gavra Avidu Lameger that would have been Chayiv alone, or would have been in the Sugya of Zeh Nenev Zeh Lo Chaser in Baba Kama, but it is enough for Tarvis in Ribis, and in conjunction with the Chatzid, the Kaimala Agra, that creates a Hana of a Tarvis. And now we have Lefidis Rishonim, a Memela Tarvis with Neshech through the Chatzir, the Kaima La'agra. So that's what I wanted to suggest. Now to just skip to Shita Rambam. On a similar note, the Beis Yosef proves that Shita Sarami makes a Diyak. The Rambam never says it clearly, but the Diyak's almost first in the Rambam, that the Rambam says in Halacha Beis that if it's Hulvu and it's Chatzah, the Loikaim la'agra, the Gavr, the Loyavid la'megar, again, lo nene, the lo chaser, if it's whole vu, so then it's only Avak Ribis, Shita Saramam is, because you didn't say anything Beferish. So, what does that mean? According to Shita Saramam, if you do say Beferish, you say Halveni, so then it's Ribis Ksutza, without a Gavr, again, not like the Lecha Mishnah, without a Gavr Avid la'megar, and without a Chatzah, the Kaimala Agra. So Rabbi Yalev Malin explains that Shita Zaramam is that the amount and the chiyuv for the din mominus for ribis has a different level according to Shita Zaramam than the din mominus in Kol HaTorah Kulo. That's what you see from Shita Zaramam. The Ramal, that the din mamon has a different definition when it comes to dine ribis, and therefore even in Baba Kama, by a chatzid loy kaimel agra, gavr de lo vid lo megar, you would never be chayiv. There's no question, there's no chiyiv mamonis here at all when it comes to ribis, so that becomes dine mamon. And that's the Shitas Harama. One second, and then Rabbi Leib just explains, he was the one who pointed this out, that is what the Gemara is linking with fi Shitas Harama. We pointed out that L'chora, Halveni, and Hovu, and it fits much better, L'fi, the Rishonim, that don't hold like the Tur and Das Ramban. And they hold that Hovu and Halveni are similar, and as long as you don't have Chatzah the Kagra, it's only going to be Mechzik Keribis, even by a case of Halveni. So then the Gemara compares the two, Hovu and Halveni is a Kolshkein from Hovu, because you're actually saying Beferish. But the dinim are the same, and the mumminus is the same. So the Ramban, if you learn like Shari Shainim, we stand that this is comparable, like the Maskanas HaGemara seems to present, that Hovu and Alveni are comparable. However, according to Shitas HaRambam, what's the comparison? You say Halveni, so that now creates Ribis Ktsutsa. Hovu, you're in a parsha of Avak Ribis. So what's the Kol Shekein of the Gemara? These things are, one's a massive chiddush from the other. You don't really see necessarily one from the other. So Rabbi Yalev wants to suggest that possibly the comparison of the Gemara is that the Dinei Mamon are parallel. That just like when it comes to, if you say Hovu is Chayiv and that's Avak Ribis, and you don't need the classical Dinei Mamonis from Hovu, so in a case where you took care of the Ktsitsa and you said Halveni, so you would also have the new Dine Mammon when it comes to Ribis as well, and now these two things become comparable, and you can see a comparison Lefi the Ramam as well, and what the Gemara was trying to do was to compare the new Dine Mammon when it came to the Halachas of Ribis, and possibly, says Rabbi Yalev, that's the answer to the Torah's Chaim's Kasha of why is the Mishnah introducing here Mipnei Ribis. It's not because we forgot what we were learning. That's what Rabbi Yalev, he doesn't say that. But Rabbi Leib says the reason is because there's an added chiddush over here. Because the Dine Mamonis, even though you might think this is not Mamonis at all, there's nothing to see here in Ribis, there's no demon of Kol HaTorah Kulo to compare this to, Apalpichim, the Torah is being, the Mishnah is coming to be Mechadish. No, you should know that this is Ribbis and that Dine Mammon are different.
Just in terms of this variety of idea, the way you're formulating it, you're saying it's a difference of whether or not, you know, a different Tchumim, whether or not we consider something to be Mammonos. Isn't an easier way to say it just to say that it's defined as something which is monetary, which has monetary value, its activity? But that's one question. And the separate question is whether or not we can, therefore, if you do it, if we have any principles under which we can actually be mechayev you to pay for it afterwards. You might say that mechayev means no, under mazik doesn't qualify, under sechiras doesn't qualify. For whatever reason, that's like in Babakama.
Mm-hmm.
That's separate. No, it's not a question of different mamonos, because it has monetary value. The question is whether or not it's something which we can be mechayev you for. What?
Whether it's yom tzibidayon.
Why would
whether or not there's a chiyuv for in Babakama, mitzad mazik, mitzad sechiras, mitzad whatever it might be.
And it's Yotzei B'Dayanim, but it's Yotzei B'Dayanim. Why wouldn't you compare Yotzei B'Dayanim, the mumness of Yotzei B'Dayanim, to whether or not you're Chayiv and Gezel and Mazik?
Why wouldn't you? Well, but it's only Yotzei B'Dayanim as a function of being Ribbis, but
right, that's exactly what he's...
Not me did Gezel, not me did Gezel, not me did Mazik, not me did Schiris, only because it's Ribbis.
Right. So
the point is, it has monetary value. If outside of Ribbis, if it weren't for Ribbis, it happens to be that there's no principle which allows us to actually enforce a chiv upon you.
Uh-huh.
There's no, you can't be mechayiv you mishum mazik, can't be mechayiv you mishum schiris, not mishum gezel.
And the reason for that is not because
it is qualifying.
It is mammon, but you just can't. He has my mammon. That's mammoni gabal.
No, he didn't. No, so but it's not that he's got a chayvitz, in which case he could have said it's gezel. Doesn't qualify as gezel because for reason.
Usually things don't qualify as gezel because they're not mammon.
Maybe not always.
The point is, it's an activity. It's not.
What?
It's an activity which there could be different reasons for each one.
So you're just giving a reason.
What?
You're giving a reason.
No, the point is that it is a monetary activity. But the point, but it's not under. Let's say it's not nezik. You understand it because it's grama. It's not spheres because what?
You see that sugya by zen and
but so
by zen and zelachas argue it is enforceable.
By Zenan of Zelachaser.
Zenan of Zelachaser. Zenan of Zelachaser. Right? So that is enforceable. So
right.
If this is Mamid, why is it not enforceable? We did that. Whatever
you have to get. You have to get into the question of what's the basis for the Chiyah in the case of Zenan of Zelachaser. The point is that.
But either way, it's complicated because you could be Mechalic in either direction.
Right.
If you're talking about Rubis Kutsi Yotam Adayan and comparing it to Mazik and Gezel, the question, which kind of level of money would you require for one or for the other? You could probably equally make a case.
The question is not, what I was saying is, it's not a question of whether or not it's what level of money. It's definitely an activity which is worth
it.
That's
a shame
mumble. The question is whether or not.
Shame mumble, but it's not a mumble.
The question is whether or not we can mechive you for having taken it without having
right.
to pay
so
for it.
So you might say that, Rivas Kitsutsa Yotze Vidayanim is either, which is what you're trying to say, easier, as long as it's money.
It has a shame
so
on.
That,
yeah,
the
right,
other side of it, of course, is.
Because you're being misrepresented. What?
But the other side of it is that it's a haskama and whatever, and it's barely, there's barely a basis, to be yotzei b'dayanim anyway. And so you're going to tell me that in that, it doesn't either register or, but in this, that it does. I'm just saying it's complicated. Another point that would be, though, that if you want to make this transition to Gemara, which is a problem for the Rambam, you probably have to just add, I'm not sure if you said this, or just accentuate more, that you have to hold, you have to have a strong view about Avak Ribbis. Because in the end of the day, you're still deriving this Yisod from Avak Ribbis.
Although.
Right? So the point is, you have to assume that, there's a certain irony in it all. And then you have to assume that there wouldn't be an Avak Ribbis if there wasn't some sort of a shame bummo, even though it's only Avak Ribbis.
Meaning getting back to the Machlokas Tur and other Rishonim in the Rambam. That
right.
would be relevant for Shita
right,
the Rambam
exactly.
as well. I get it.
So I may miss something.
For
the Rambam,
mm-hmm.
Can you just assume the whole Shukot Tur you said, and with the base cases, with the Rambam,
No, right, yeah. In Echonami, you could assume with the Rambam that the Beis Yosef...
What's the Beis Yosef, right? So then you...
And then you just plug in the Rif.
Right.
You plug in the Lumdus and the Rif, and then you could explain the Rambam like that, yeah. 100%.
I thought you were trying to merge the Kal Vachomer. And then anyway, with what Rabbi said anyway, I'm not sure how much you merge that to do it. Meaning, I thought you were saying this, Rabbi Leib says this to merge the...
Right. I don't know if my...
Wait, is the Kal Vachomer fair?
It's problematic no matter what, but I think... I think once you say what Rabbi says anyway, you have to basically play up about Ribbis, and no matter what, it's going to be a Chiddush in the beginning of Gemara, so I don't know how to...
And my shtickel player in the riff is not going to help for Avak Rivas, so I'm going to need to say something for Avak Rivas, so you're very likely best to say it for Avak Rivas.
Oh, but if you go through the CSS, then every case of Helvetia
is going to be the same case. Yeah, but the Avak is Helvu. That's the problem. That's what he's saying.
No, by definition, Helvetia is going to be the same case as Helvu. Helvu is Dafka because Ketitza makes it a case of basically where it's out of the name.
But why is it? But if you're saying like the Beis Yosef, so it's not really a cult.
It's a case of other than Meger. Just we didn't.
You're saying that the Beis Yosef's chiddush is outside the Gemara. That's a Zaita Gazach. It happens to.
It's
Nischalif. It to be other than Meger and Chutzah the Kaimelah. But so the Kol Shekain, the Kol Shekain is in just the moment. It's just in the level of the.
No, the Kol Shekain is because every case of Hovaini by definition is going to. They're not talking about different cases. It happens to be
Helvetia
by definition of case of
the Mishnah. So the cases are the same. I think you could use what I said in the Rif for the round also. Yeah. I'm just presenting what Rabbi Leib said.
So couldn't that tie into the Ketitza? I mean, that's what Ketitza does. Saying that even though this may not have the fine value, but since you're quoting scores, then basically you're saying this field.
Okay, but at the end of the day, you're gonna whatever the reason is. At the end of the day, the din moment will be different.
Right, but I'm saying, right, but then
you're saying it's machmas
the
ketitza.
Better reading the Gemara because that's not what Beni is. That's what the Kol Shekain is. The transition between Helvu and Meger creates this new moment.
Right. Right. I mean, it's right, similar.
Same,
right. Yeah.
Kuva
the Ketitza that does that. Mela, they happen to be
pecked on.
Right.
He's not explaining what's different to
Ribbis. Right. Okay. The last thing I just wanted to discuss is just the another option that's presented in another area based on a rush that we discussed before is the Shita of the Gra. And I just want to mention this very quickly, the Kashazani of the Gra, and I open to suggestions. The end of Simen Kuf Samech, the Mechaver says like this, in Simen Kuf Samech, Sif Chaf Gimel, Hamal V'molz Amenashe Kol Malach Shetav L'yado Yitain Oso L'mal V'lasoso Aser. You're Mal V'molz, and then you say that any time you're going to need a carpenter or a painter, you're going to use me, so then that is Aser the Karibis. Zakhtar Rama Ulamanda Amr Tevasana Habemamin Mikri Ribis Ktsutsa. Says the Rama that if you hold Tevasana is Mamin, so then that is not just a lower level Ribis, but that really becomes Ribisa. Kane Dikdik Habes Yosef Miloshan Arash. The Rama's quoting Habes Yosef that was Mendaik from the Rush. It was the Rush that we said earlier. That the Rush said in our Sugya that this case has to be Lefi the Rif. A case of chotzer the kaimala agra, because if it's not a chotzer the kaimala agra, so then it's dome to a case of a kohen lending to a yisrael and asking him in return, or the yisrael saying, please lend me, and in return I will give you all my truvas and meisers. So says the Rush, tevis hanai in a mammon, there's no mammonus here, so that's not going to be ribis ksutza. So al karfach the Rush, the Rif couldn't be talking about Adar v'chaveru by a chutzah deloy kaimala agra, because it's parallel to toivas hana eina mum. So says the Beis Yosef, we can be medayik from Shitas HaRash, if you hold toivas hana is mumon, so then memela, that will be ribis ktutza, and that's what the Ramah is paskening. So says the Gra on this, just the logical progression, says, ulamanda amr kemo shekosav harif, sham shemechalik bein Hovaini Leovu. Again, that is not based on the analysis of the Rush. Okay? Again, I told you before, there's a debate how to learn Shitas HaRif. Let's call the Rif Shitas HaRambam, which we think is clear. The Rif is unclear. The Ramban and the Rosh thought that Shitas HaRif was different. So the first day, it says the Gra, holds. Very simple machlaikis. You know what our sugi is all about, says the Gra? Our sugi is all about is Tovas Hana Mamin or is Tovas Hana Ina Mamin. So the Gon says, if you hold like Shitas HaRambam, that this applies by Holveni, even in the case of Chatzah the Light Kaim Ala Agra, that's because Tovas Hana ain't his Mamin. However, if you hold like Shitas HaRamban, so that's because he held like the Rush's argument that Tovas Hana is Eino Mamin, so that's the Lumdis in our Machloikis, and that's the Machloikis in Rishonim on Samach Dalam and Beis in Bava Metzia. Wow, unbelievable. Totally something, on Bava Metzia, you would think that this sugi has any shaykhs to that. Has to do with Machloikis, Tevis Hana, Mamin, or Eino Mamin. It's very interesting, because I was reading this Gra, and first of all, my first Ha'ara was, I don't necessarily know if the whole Diyak is Mukhrach. You know, the Rush is just giving a Dimyan to what the din is by a chatzah the glow kaim la'agra. He's trying to explain to you that I don't really see any mumminess here to say that this is ksutza, and it's just like the man amar tayvus ena ain't a mummin, that there's no mumminess there that you're now going to be chayiv for ribis. Not necessarily to say that automatically the man amar tayvus ena mummon that is going to be ribis. That's A. B. One could be machalik between the Tovus Hanah Mamun and Tovus Hanah Eino Mamun of Trumas and Maestros. Because, as the Ritva tells us in the end of the second parak of Kiddushin, if you hold Tovus Hanah Mamun, so then that means you're going to have to pay Kefel on the whole thing. I could extract that from the Kayin if he's Takpa Kayin. That's my Mamunis because I own the Tovus Hanah. So, by Trumas and Maestros, I have a Schus Tovus Hanah in the Guf HaChefet. So I can hear much more that there's a chi of mamanis for the case of ribis, even if you would accept the diuk, and not necessarily to say any schus and any random favor that now that's going to be considered ribis, like the diuk of the Beis Yosef, like the diuk of the Ramah, that even assuming the Rush was trying to mean the medayik the opposite ladina, but maybe it would be limited to trumas and maaseris. One could be machalik in different cases in tayvus hanah. So that's my second aura. My third aura, which I think is, I have a possible explanation, but I just want it to be my aura before we close, is that if you look in Simon Reish Chav Zayin and Hilchos Nedarim, the gra here is ma'orer, a big stira in Shitas HaRambam, when it comes to the sugya of Tevis Hanah. Shitas HaRam is, says the gra in Reish Chav Zayin, in Simon Reish Chav Zayin, you'll find it there, by the case of a Kohen, that's you asa the Kohanim from you with a neder, and then the question is, can you give to the Kohanim Trumas and Maestris? So the Gemara is told it on Tevis Hanah Mamin, or Tevis Hanah Ina Mamin, are you actually giving them any hana going against your neder, being mevatel your neder? So the Gra here asks a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam paskins in the case of Geneva that Tovus Hanah Ina Mamin, if they steal it from you, you don't get kefil. The paskins Tovus, and the Rambam says mefurish mipnei she Tovus Hanah Ina Mamin. The Rambam says that in a case of Trumas and Maestris, the Rambam says that if a Kohen is toke from you, I don't have the ability to extract it from the Kohen because Tovas Hana Mamun. Ram Paskins two times Tovas Hana Mamun. Then the Gra asks, the Ramam also Paskins the Sugya Bamati Yir Alpham and Bez, that the Gemara has a Sugya if you can be Machne, the Trumas and Maestris with Kinyan Agav and Kinyan Chalipin. So the Ramam Paskins that you can, so that seems to contradict the Ramam Shita in general, that Tovas Hana Mamun. And also, the question is, that the Rambam paskins here by Mudr Hana that it is Asr, and that seems to contradict Shitas Rambam that Tovas Hana is Eino Mammon. So that's the Gro's question. What bothers some to me is that what's a little based on the Cheshman of the Gro by us in Simon Kuf Samach is that Shitas HaRambam should be Tovas Hana is Mammon. Shitas HaRambam, as we just pointed out, is Tovas Hana Eino Mammon. And even though there is a kasha from the case in the Darim, which the Gra is Ma'orer, right, in Simon Reish Chav Zayin, so the Gra says, yeah, maybe you can get out of that because Vitor is Aser B'Mudr Hana, and the Darim might have added Chuz because even Vitor is Aser, so therefore it's not a Raya that he holds Tovas Hana is Mammon. He's saying even according to the Mammon, Tovas Hana ain't no Mammon. It's still, you're getting some sort of Hana when you're Mavat. But the Gra doesn't say anything about his analysis in Yerideya, in Hilchus Ribbit, to where the Rambam, according to his Cheshvin, should hold Tovas Hana is Mammon. That's where the Gra should ask to steer in the Rambam. And Lefi his Cheshvin, the Rambam Shita is based on Tovas Hana Mammon. And then you have a bigger steer in the Rambam, and he doesn't even mention it when he mentions the steer in the Rambam. He's Molde to the case of Hilchus Ishas, to be a Mekadosh woman, to the case of Kefil, that the Rambam in all these cases says Tovas Hana Eino Mammon. And the Rambam says when a Kohen is Takva Kohen in Motziim Yado is because of Tovas Hana in a Mammon. So how could the Gon say this Cheshvin if he knows it's not true in Shittas the Rambam? And B, why isn't the Gon bring it even into the Cheshvin when he's trying to Cheshvin out the Rambam and the theories in the Rambam? That's the Kasha. So I was just thinking a possibility. I just to add another possibility, just to suggest, Mati and I saw in the Sugya of Takva Kayin a Shai Yosher that presented that it could be, and the Shita of the Rambam seems to follow the lumdis of the Shita of the Ritva, that the Rambam says Takva Kayin by Trumas and Meisters ein motzien miyada, and the diak is in the Rambam that if you will hold become mipnei shit tevas ana in a moment, but if Tovas Hana woman, so then I can extract it from the Kohen. That's my mominus. So apparently the Rambam held that if you hold Tovas Hana woman, so there's a full-fledged bailus, the kulo, similar to possibly the Ritva, that's what Tovas Hana means. That you own, therefore I can extract it back from the Kohen, possibly. If that's the case, if that's Shitas HaRambam, so it could be Tovas Hana Eino woman means you don't own the Chefetz, you can't be Mekadosh a woman with it, you won't get Kefel because he wasn't fully Gozalit, but possibly there is some still some Schus Mominis, even Lamanda Omer, Tovas Hana Eino Mammon. Nafkamina Ludine Rivis. Is there Mammon for there to be the Sugya of Amanas Lasos Malacha and our Sugya of Chatzid Leikhaim La Agra? It could be Lefi the Havanas HaRambam, it didn't matter to the Goyin, because even if he held Tovas Hana Ein a Mammon, that would be sufficient in the area of Ribbis, based on the way the Gra, based on the way the Rambam himself learned Tovas Hana Mammon in the case of Takva Kayin, similar to the case of the Ritva. That the way he understands Tovas Hana Mammon redefines Tovas Hana Ein a Mammon and shows that there is Mammonis, and that would be sufficient to Hilchus Ribbis, and therefore the Gra in Reish Chav Zayin didn't even want to bring it into the Cheshvin in Shitas HaRambam, even though the Gra himself said that this Sugya was all on Tovas Hana Mammon, Tovas Hana Ein a Mammon. Possibly one could suggest that. Just, yeah. Oh, right. No, that's true. Meaning, what I'm suggesting is that the Gra, it would actually be Meduyik in the Lashon of the Gra in Kuf Samach, he says the Rif. And meaning, not the Rambam, because the Rambam is Manav Shach, even the way he paskins, it should be, but in the Lumdis, it's all the same Shita, and that's why the Gra wasn't bothered by his analysis based on Shitas HaRambam. Just before. To finish off with the Chabur is over, which the Divrei Agada following the Minig. Not sure if I was more excited for the Chabur or for the Divrei Agada, but just to mention in this week's Parsha, there's a interesting scenario with a Yosef and Eishes Potiphar, and Chazal tell us that. You know, she tried to seduce and come on to Yosef HaTzadik, and Yosef finally saw Yaakov Avinu and the picture of Yaakov Avinu, and as the pasuk says, Vayonas Hoso Achutza, his response was that he chased and he ran out the door. So if you look at the Gemara in Sota, gives a little more background to the story and fills in some of the blanks to the story. And it says that Yosef hesitated, and finally he saw Yaakov's face in the chalon, in the window. Interesting. And Yaakov says to Yosef that, are you really hesitating? If you do this, you're going to be your name is not going to be on the choshen, on the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. And when Yosef heard that, he ran out and went out the door. Very strange presentation. What was going on? Did Yosef HaTzadik really hesitate? What's going on? And like, what was Yaakov's explanation? How could you really have a half a minute to do this? And why is the punishment relating to the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol? Like, what's going on over here? So Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz in his Sefer Yaris Dvash has a fascinating explanation. He says, and he explains why it's specifically Yaakov showed up, his face showed up in the window. He says, specific window. Because Eishes Potiphar, she wasn't, her cheshbon wasn't totally off. She wasn't a Rasha Marusha. We're misunderstanding things. She Taka had a cheshbon. She knew that she would have Dairis with Yosef HaTzadik. She was one generation off. She didn't realize that it was in the future, but she thought it was with her. So Yosef had a latest asapik. She saw in her astrology, and he heard her tainas. She was presentable, and he's like, "Well, you know, this is a solid argument. You know, I have to." So then Yaakov Avinu shows up and he says, are you really looking into this astrology? Are you actually giving, you know, validity to what she's saying? We are lamala from these cheshbonos. We don't decide our lives based on a cheshbon, based on the teva, based on the etzdagninus, based on the way she drove her conclusion. Baharaya said Yaakov Avinu to Yosef, we go to war, and we can have all the cheshbonos on the wall in the world, but if the Ur Metumim doesn't tell us what to do, and it's not every single thing we do, we need to ask the Rabbanu Shalom. We need to ask Das Torah. That is the way we run lives. That's the way we have to ask our Rabbanim. That's the way. We don't go based on natural cheshbonos. I don't care if she is a latest asafik. That's not the way we run our lives. And that is exactly what Avram Avinu said, or what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram Avinu, that say me it's Dagninus, that now you are creating the Jewish nation, you are Lamala from these Teva Dika Cheshbonos, and even when you look out the window and you're approaching the Teva Dika world and you're approaching the nature around you, the cluster ponim of Yaakov Avinu should be presented. That when you approach such scenarios and issues, that you're not going to make your decisions based on the Teva, on the Fad, based on what's going on in the world, based on the Itzdagninos, but rather based on the cluster ponim. That
Ein Mazel Yisrael.
So that's exactly what Yaakov specifically showed up in the window, because that was Yosef's, what is the part that attaches when we're in the inner walls of the house? What is our connection to the outside world? It's the window. That's how we relate to Teva. That's how we see what's going on in the world. And Yosef was falling through the window. So Yaakov specifically showed up in the window and said, do not go based on the Itzdagninos. And if you do, I'm going to take you off of the Choshen, which is what shows us that the whole way we live our lives is based on the Urim and Tumim, based on the Divrei Hashem, and that's what your mistake is. And I think that this message is relevant not only because we are in Gluck, which has glass windows and gives light to the outside, but I don't know, that was presented to me when we entered into Gluck, but that's what Richard Joel said. But I think...
Gluck was the architect.
But I think I Baruch Hashem had a schus in my years in YU with the Chavrei HaKoyel, you know, the learning and specifically my chavrusas, what I gained from and what I continue to gain from, and the Pilpul and the Kol Torah and just, you know, being mefalpel with people is really, it's gevaldik, and I thank my chavrusas and my chaverim in Torah, chavrusas, and thank you for that. But also my rebbeim and role models and the cluster ponims that show up and will be there when I have issues, and hopefully not as severe as that, but I'll have these issues that I'll have to decide how to judge things, and I'll have to move away from the Itzdagninos and look at my role models, you know, Rabbi Willig in terms of halacha, in terms of his ability in Psak, and Rabbi Reis in terms of also his koach in halacha, but also in what he facilitated and, you know, he gave to us in this opportunity, and I'm makir tov for that, but more specifically, and Rabbi Shechter for all those years that I learned under him, but more specifically, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Rosenzweig and Rabbi Chalap are here, and I could say Mixas Shvachem Lefanov Lefanehem. Rabbi Rosenzweig, who over the last 4 years, you know, I think Rabbi Rosenzweig pointed out that when I took two interviews, but I think that we didn't have much interaction before the Kol Elyon, and I really had such a schus to every chabura just to see how he just zeroes in and cuts through the nekudos and finds out exactly what's going on here and with his breadth of knowledge, but just has a master in terms of lumdis and really such a schus, and not only that, but because, as everyone knows, my personal situation, you know, Rav Rosenzweig has really been a Rebbe to me, always whenever he sees me, really showing to me the cluster of not only being a gavra in lumdis, but really being a gavra rabba in terms of sensitivity and in terms of his approach towards his talmidim, and it's always affected me, and it's helped me get through the difficult nisyonos, which are very difficult and continue to be difficult, that I have with my father, and Baruch Hashem, I had a rebbe and someone to look up to who really showed care and interest and was very sensitive to the situation. And thank you for that. And I look up and I look at you as a role model for all the situations. And Rabbi Chalap, who I had the unique schus to learn from, not only from Shiurim, but on a personal level before Kol Elyon as a Chavrusa, and who has been a tremendous role model for me, both in terms of his learning and his really different. He has a lot of different, you know, qualities and traits, but even different styles, which is beautiful, And I don't think I told Rebbe this, but Rebbe Blachman told me that he loves the Beis Yitzchoks for Rebbe's articles, that they're always a different twist on things. And he told me that, but it's true, Rebbe has a different twist, but also just in terms of Rebbe's approach to his life and the role model he is. I remember, if I could share some, I remember once, Rebbe told me his Mahalach HaChaim, how he told me he has to stay in shape because otherwise the yeshiva won't stand. If I show people that I'm not in shape, and he got down and he showed me he did a push up with one hand and I could not do anything. But and it's his Mahal Chaim. His Torah stands on his shoulders and he has to, everything in his life is around that, and it's just that, that picture and that cluster upon him, and I don't even have to mention the sensitivity Rebbe shows me and the role model that he is. He calls me every 4 days asking me how my father is. And, I would say, probably I probably speak to Rebbe more than anyone else just about my father. And it really shows how he cares. And I know he's very busy. And it really, a role model, not only in terms of learning, but in terms of his Mahal HaChaim and in terms of his sensitivity toward me them and towards the people around them. And thank you very much.
By the way, you ended with